Today, Saturday, November 11th, Bishop Joseph Strickland was relieved of his duties by Pope Francis. Let me read to you from this article of CNA and then give you some of my thoughts. So he was relieved and his apostolic administrator will be Bishop Joe Vasquez of the Diocese of Austin. Strickland's removal on November 11th comes after the Texas bishop refused a Vatican request for him to submit his resignation 2 days prior, according to Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Houston. The Vatican Dicastery for Bishops completed a formal investigation into the Diocese of Tyler earlier this year, called an apostolic visitation, which according to the source, looked into the bishop's social media use and requests related to diocesan management. A little bit later, it says, after months of careful consideration by the Dicastery for Bishops and the Holy Father, the decision was reached that the resignation of Bishop Strickland should be requested, he said. Strickland, who's 65, served as Bishop of the Diocese of Tyler since 2012. The widely popular, though polarizing, Texas bishop has faced criticism for his firebrand social media post, including a May 12th tweet that suggested Pope Francis was undermining the deposit of faith. During Strickland's 10-plus years at the helm of Tyler, the diocese experienced some noteworthy changes, such as the 28 resignation of three diocesan officials, a move Strickland said at the time would position the diocese to best fulfill its mission. But Strickland's tenure has also coincided with positive signs of spiritual and administrative health in Tyler. Currently, 21 men are in priestly formation for the territory of 120,000 Catholics. The diocese is also reportedly in good financial shape, exemplified in part by its ability to raise 99% of its $2.3 million goal for the 2021 Bishop's Appeal 6 months ahead of time. Pope Francis met with American Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, the prefect for the Dicastery for Bishops, on Saturday morning before Strickland's removal was announced. What are we to think? And here are my thoughts. First of all, I always think that in any large group of, for instance, the bishops, it's good to have varying opinions, and you should allow for it. And when there's too much that this is not allowed, that should make you think and worry a little bit, to put it mildly. We should definitely pray for the situation, including Pope Francis and Bishop Strickland. We also do not know all of the details of the things that were found in these investigations. All we can do is speculate. Especially for conservative Catholics throughout the United States, this is something that is somewhat sad because many of them saw him as their bishop. It's strange that this bishop in this diocese that's actually very near to the one that I am, this very small diocese of Tyler, became so widely known throughout the United States, almost like St. John the Baptist, a voice in the wilderness. I think that could be a very appropriate title for him. In light of that, this is what happens when you follow the example of St. John the Baptist. You literally get your head cut off. So in this sense, we should not be sad in this situation. This is not a failure. This is actually a moment of victory for Bishop Strickland. I don't know what he's feeling. Maybe he's in a lot of grief, a lot of sadness, a lot of frustration. But this is an absolute moment of victory, because when you're being persecuted, if in your conscience you're doing the right thing and you are in fact doing the right thing, this is a great thing. This is the fruit of everything that he's preaching. So as maybe you and I have experienced in our own lives, whenever a door closes, and this is a massive door to be closed for him, the implication is a massive door will open. He will certainly become much more well-known, much more well-loved, and much more supported. On our part as Catholics, I would encourage you not to judge the situation, to see this as a moment of intense spiritual growth for Bishop Strickland, and to pray for Pope Francis that the Holy Spirit may guide him. Thank you for joining me. Please support this channel. I will see you in the next one.